This is With an Ohio Bias, a podcast for real fans with D and Jake. You can find our podcast in the Google Play Store for Android users, on iTunes for Apple users, and on the Stitcher app, which is available on all platforms for both tablets and phones, and also on Apple AirPlay within cars. Please rate and review us on those platforms. Also, give us a like on Facebook, and please follow us at With an Ohio Bias on Twitter. You can always listen to any of our podcasts at withanohiobias.com as well. The Blue Jackets lose, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about it. This is our live reaction, 10 minutes after we saw 6-on-6 hockey for 4 minutes, or 6-on-5 hockey for 4 minutes. Jake, there's no other way to dance around it, man. This is disappointing, and, as much as people want to I see some people bellyaching, and I'm not calling anybody out, but, people want you to stay positive and whatnot. I mean, the Blue Jackets cannot win a playoff series.
Yeah, it's unlike the players and coaches where they get, a little bit of a cooling off period. We are really fresh on this happening. I told my dad that I felt like it was just kind of a star-crossed season all year, whether that was the injuries or the slow starts to some of the players that we were counting on. You run into Washington and you pretty much outplayed them when you were playing 5-on-5. Bobrovsky played great most of the series, so I can't blame it on him. I mean, a lot of these goals were he had no chance or a deflection. Now, of course, he gave up a few, but every goalie does. It's just I hate to say wait for next year, but that's kind of where we are. I think this team took another step in maturing. You added a lot of youth this year with big roles for Anderson and Bjorkstrand, amongst others. You added, a brand new piece that's the centerpiece of your entire team in Panarin. So, a lot of that stuff has to take some time to gel. But the bottom line is the power play can't be that bad and the penalty kill can't be that bad. And Matt Calvert can't be the best player on the ice for you.
Well, two things. First of all, just because it's raw right now, what was Cole doing? What kind of effort was that? You talk about Bob giving up goals. I mean, I feel like at times, the whoever's on the line or whatever back there does him know. And that Cole play is a microcosm. I'm not blaming Cole or anything like that, but we've talked about it so many times on this podcast, especially when you get to the playoffs. Momentum is everything. Now, shout outs to Nick Foligno, man. I mean, doing what a captain does, almost, kick-started another epic comeback. But, I mean, how much, magic was left in the bag considering the way that the series started out? They go 2-1, but the overtimes, I mean, how much of it is Bob being a little worn down versus – because that's what I was thinking about. Going to the end of the season, you saw some, him giving up some goals that were just – in the last couple of games that just didn't match up with it. I think he was a little worn down, or maybe not a little worn down, but something different needs to be done for the way that the Blue Jackets end the season and then start into a playoff series. I don't care if they're playing, that team from over in Eastern Pennsylvania or not. They've got to be able to push through, especially when you got home ice. And, I mean, you flip a series so that you have home ice, and this one is a real head scratcher, Jake, because I just this was the one. I know we're supposed to be optimistic, and I am. I heard the thing the other day, and I didn't even notice how young with Dubois. I knew Dubois is young. I knew Panarin is young. But you know what I mean? If you look at that line, how young they are with, Cam Atkinson, definitely the future is bright. They got some good pieces, but what else can they add? I mean, if we're looking at anything, I mean, I hate to say it, but I mean, when it comes to the playoffs, Bob has not delivered as much as I love the guy. The Lord knows I love him. But it might be time to be looking at another goalie. I know that was a lot in there, but.
Well, first, I don't think it's time for another goalie. He's a two-time Vezina winner. And a lot, like I said, a lot of the goals that he gave up in this series were not a product of him making a bad play or taking a bad angle. It was very much so a lack of accountability or a two-on-one or something like that. But that being said, you're right. I think that everybody needs to take a step back and look at themselves in the mirror and step up and figure out what they did, what their part was, and where they can get better. And, that includes John Tortorella. You go up 2-0 on the road. You win two road games. And to come back and then lose four straight, I mean, I understand that he was trying to get some stuff going today by switching out all the lines, but it felt like a panic move to me. You know, you're switching out every line hoping to catch a spark. In the meantime, everybody's trying to still figure each other out. So to me, it just was, like I said, it was kind of a star-crossed season from the very beginning. But I do think this team is in this club's in a great position moving forward. They do have the best young nucleuses in the entire NHL. Take out Gold or Las Vegas because they were handed one. But is this team going to be okay going forward? Bjorkstrand, Milano, all these guys that were up in Cleveland, Anderson. These are guys that have won throughout their careers. Werenski, Jones. This team next year is going to be a very, very tough out in the playoffs, I think. As long as they stay healthy. What you do, D, when you take an extra year, you lose in the first round, you lose in the first round, whatever it might be, it's the hump that you have to get over, you know. I think of basketball, like Michael Jordan had to get by the Pistons, you know. The Blue Jackets got to get past the first round, whoever the hell it's against. And I think next year that they'll be coming in very focused. We'll see what kind of moves they make in the off season, but it's very encouraging what we have. But it sure as hell sucks to lose in the first round again, especially in those communist capitals.
Yeah, the home losses hurt. You got to give credit to Trotz and, you know, pulling the goalie going to Holtby. I mean, you kind of want to say he made adjustments that, you know, Torch did not, or his adjustments worked better than Torch, which I tell you this, you know, I listen to a lot of Kornheiser. They kill Trotz all the time on there for not being able to do that, or at least not working. They were killing him for this move, and it actually worked out.
He got a lot of heat for that move, too, initially. And it turns out, and I even thought before he made the switch, that he's setting his goalie up in Holtby, who's the better of the goalie, the guy who's been through the playoffs all these years. He's setting him up in a position to succeed. You stick Holtby out there in games one and two, and he gets beat up, and then you got to go to Grubauer. I don't feel as good. But if Grubauer can maybe steal one of those two home games, and then we can go to Holtby at some point, Holtby's going to have an edge to him. He's going to be focused. He's going to be the, you know, that rallying thing. Here comes Holtby. So I thought Trotz did an excellent job in the way he handled his goaltenders. Even though he got down 0-2, and you never want to do that, but hats off to Holtby. I mean, every bounce he made, every bounce puck he was making the saves on, he was seeing it like a beach ball. He was able to see through screens. He was the real, real difference maker outside of the special teams.
Well, we know the special teams. I mean, we talked with Ben Jandrin from the 6i4.com about that right before, you know, the whole first round started. That was one of the things that he harped on and kind of went back and forth about. But also, too, Jake, I mean, you know the reason that I love the playoffs, you know, especially the NHL playoffs. It's the physicality. And I'm going to tell you like this, man. You know, I'm just a casual hockey, you know, viewer or casual hockey fan. But, you know, I mean, my goodness, man. I mean, how many times do I see the Blue Jackets just let guys release, you know, when they have possession on the opposing ice or in opposing zone and the scoring opportunities, and guys are just skating past the glass with no contact, or they literally have, you know what I mean, an exchange, and the guy leaves with no contact, and every other team is pressing those guys against the glass. And I just don't understand it with the Blue Jackets. Like, it's like they literally, I mean, especially as this series went on, there was no aggression in these last couple of games. You finally saw it. I mean, whenever they went down a couple goals, they fought back. But where was that to start out? I mean, you know, the Capitals were able to, you know, be the aggressors coming out and, I mean, get the early goal lead. And the Blue Jackets, you know, I mean, I know they were a great comeback team all year. We always know they come back. But how much gas do you have in the tank to keep climbing that mountain?
No, I think it's a fair point. You know,
I just want to see somebody get hit, man, against the glass.
Right.
I mean,
no, they were the softer of the two teams, I think. And obviously not all the way through. Matty Calvert's a grinder. He's who else is on this team that can really muck it up? Boone Jenner, played, I thought, a pretty good
series. Yeah, you have the individuals who do it. You know what I mean? And we know Dubinsky
right.
when he gets up against, you know, the guy over there. But, I mean, mm-hmm. like, where is the team identity with that? We need a tough hockey team to win playoff games. And I don't know how we're going to develop that in an offseason because it hasn't happened over the last 2 years. And that's what I look – and that's what I think. I mean, we know the Capitals are now way tough as, you know, if we think about the Penguins. So, I mean, there's still a huge gap that the Blue Jackets aren't even close to right now. I know the ceiling is there, but.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a huge gap. There is a gap, that's for sure. I think this team definitely needs to get tougher. And I still think it needs to also get more skilled. They need to get a couple more big body guys, a defenseman that can move the puck, and they need to get somebody that can supplement Cam and Panarin. And maybe Vanek does that. I'm not quite sure what his contract situation is. I think he is in the free agent year. But toughness, and I think you still are lacking one elite player. But, again, those are things that are built over tough situations like this as far as toughness goes. And the other thing, too, is, you know, Panarin can't keep taking shots. I mean, we knew he was banged up. He got drilled behind the net. During one shift in the second period, and nobody came over and
no
did
retaliation.
Anything to the guy. Nothing, not even a tap on the back. You know, it's like, I don't know, little things like that.
But and you're down goal, so take the penalty. What does it matter at that point? Like, you're already down, and it's not like you know what I mean? I think it was a 2-1 lead at that point. I mean, maybe it's a little tighter, but still, man, I mean, I don't know. Like,
I'm not even saying take the penalty. You know, just but you got to do something. You got to let them know you're there. You're not going to let your best player on your team get crunched every shift up and down the ice.
Somebody should be getting splat like a bug on a windshield on that glass, man. When that puck goes in those corners, man, like behind Hopi, and I just did not. I never saw it. I never saw it, and that was the one thing that I was just getting disappointed. You know, like with the whole thing. I want to give a shout out to Kevin James Valentin, of course, you know, over there, Union Blue Soldiers, and Dave McMeckham. Those guys have been awesome. Everybody's been awesome in the Union Blue Soldiers. I know it's a lot of sad Blue Jackets fans out there. I mean, there's nothing you can say. I mean, this one, you know, it's another of many gut punches. And, I mean, I don't know, maybe my skin's a little thicker because I've seen teams lose, my favorite teams lose so many times. But I know the winning comes. I just hope it doesn't take 30 years for the Blue Jackets to, you know, hoist the cup.
I don't think it'll be that long, you know, and on a positive note, I really think this team can hit its stride and become one of the elite teams in the National Hockey League for the next 2-3 years, starting next year. We'll see what happens.
I'm pretty sure Hall's daughters will be willing to wheel you into the Nationwide Arena, you know, in your wheelchair. Yeah, you know I mean, holding your cane, Jake. So. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay encouraged. I mean, we'll be doing a full wrap-up show. We'll get some of your favorites on, get some of the guys from the CBJ Artillery. Yeah, those guys always stay positive somehow. I mean, I know they're hurting right now, but, you know, maybe get Jordan Mills on. You know what I mean? That guy will pump us up for a Blue Jackets offseason. But, yeah, this one still, we lamented. But the future is bright. The future is bright. Yeah. And you know what? You know who my new favorite player is? Well, not new favorite player, but the guy I really like. And the guy added me as a friend on. This was a long time ago, Jake. I forgot to tell you that. But Pierre-Luc Dubois. We are Facebook friends. So there you go. And shout out to Pete Pagenu, who guaranteed a victory seeing Seth Jones. Thanks a lot, Pete.
No, that's pretty cool. I came around on Pierre-Luc Dubois. At first, I thought he was kind of soft. And I think what it was more than anything was he was trying to feel his way on this roster, and he definitely took a huge step forward in the playoffs. He's going to go into next year as probably one of our top 4 or 5 players on this team offensively anyway. And he's so long and just kind of he's just a tough defend, I guess.
Is the Dubinsky situation addressed in the offseason? I know it's too fresh to think about right now, but it's the one thing that was in the back of my head this whole, like at least these last 2 games as I'm watching guys come on and off the ice. I mean, we look at the ice time.
Yeah. My first read is that he won't be back with the club next year. I think you're going to see this team really dedicate itself to speed, athleticism, youth, even more so than it is now. And I don't think Dubinsky is at that point of his career where he can really help us You can find veteran leaderships elsewhere. You know, Nick Foligno is a veteran. He's our captain. Whoever it may be. Seth Jones obviously is a huge impact. Morinsky. The leaders are there. You don't need Dubinsky now to be a leader on this team. He served his purpose. He's a great player. But, I'd love to have him back, but I just don't see it being an opportunity for him to get back.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. That's our honest reaction. And please don't kill me for saying that maybe it's time to remove Bob. I'm just saying Bob needs some help because maybe we do like Trotz did. I mean, give that guy a game off or something. I don't know, man. There's got to be something to give, man.
Bob needs help.
It's not working,
right,
Jake. It's not working.
The first time.
He's been getting lit up these playoffs, man, the last 3 years. I mean, remember two seasons ago, we were talking about they were talking about him in the off season and his psyche and him starting to go see the sports psychologist. Like, I mean, they're not helping him, and that has to do a lot with the two on defense, man. They do not help him. They let him get buried, and it has to mess with him mentally going into another off season, not being able a four game straight. That is bad, man. That's bad. There's no way around that.
No, I can't argue with that, and that's why I said everybody's got to look themselves in the mirror. But I don't think that it's a Sergei Bobrovsky issue with this club for why they're losing. I think it's a very much a group effort, and yeah, Sergei is a part of it. But let's also keep in mind at the same time just how valuable a great goalie is. And you've got two Vezina trophies, and we remember what it was like to have Steve Mason and Ron Tugnutt and whoever the hell we had playing goalie, you know. So
no, I know that. I know. No, I don't want Tugnutt back. I don't want the Tugnutt back. We'll be giving up seven goals to the Kings. But no,
it's a growing process for everyone, including Bob.
No, but my thing is maybe there's a way to get him some rest down the stretch. I mean, like that's all I'm saying. When know you're going to make the playoffs, they were fighting to get in for a certain, you know, like seeing how it was going to play out and everything at the end, but. I mean,
You're right. That'll be interesting to see what they do at the backup position. If they go back to Corpy, or if they try to bring somebody in that could not compete, but give Bob a few more extra days off going into a playoffs, where you don't have to feel like you've got that huge drop off between the pipes.
Yeah, that's all I want to see him at his best. I just didn't feel like I didn't feel like he got a lot of support. I mean, Torch said that in some of those games going down the street, they got to pick him up sometimes. And they do it with the goal scoring. They have the games where they have the output. So, but then the other games, the guy really needs help on defense sometimes. That's all. I mean, especially in this series, you saw it. The wound's too fresh, too raw. No, I'm not trying to Bob out of here. There's another
It'll
guy when we talk about the Cleveland Indians I want out of here, but that's for another podcast, ladies and gentlemen. So,
Stay on track. Stay on that.
All right. As always, go Jackets 5 lines strong. Jake will be looking for next year's playoff slogan to enjoy that. So there it is.
There you go. Perfect. Go Jackets.
You can hear more of things like this on With an Ohio Bias. Be checking us out, withanohiobias.com. You can find us on iTunes, the full podcast on iTunes. Just search With an Ohio Bias. Give us a like, subscribe, and write us a review even. And we would really appreciate that. Thanks for listening, and we will talk at you next time.